morning. Welcome to church this morning, and a special welcome to any who may be visiting us today or listening online. You may consider coming and joining us sometime soon. We'd love that. My name's Fiona, and helping me in today's service, we have our musicians Adele, Yunglan, and Rosemary. Janice is going to read the Bible for us, and Diane will be leading us in prayer. Trevor will bring our Bible teaching to us today. We here at Abbotsford Anglican are a group of local people, all ages and backgrounds, who have come to find meaning and purpose for life by living life God's way, according to His Word, the Bible. And we invite everyone to know God with us. We are going to be focusing on another part of the Lord's Prayer.
Thanks, Fiona. Yeah, today we're thinking about the question, good morning, everyone. Today we're thinking about the question, well, what are we praying, actually, when we pray that prayer, Lord, lead us not into temptation? Now, what are we actually asking? What are we actually saying? And when we actually say that part, there's a lot in it. It doesn't seem much a lot in it, but there's actually a lot in that little bit that we're actually praying. Thanks.
In September, we will be focusing and have been focusing on InterServe with Shine and Jessica and Osman and Tamim. Also, Anglicare Police Chaplains. And our sentence for today: save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. It's a wonderful sentence because God loves everyone. He wants us all to be delivered. But if you would like to join with me, please stand as we remind each other of the splendour of the King that we worship.
The splendor of the King.
Our God is so great, we cannot fathom how great he is. And it's wonderful to come together to worship him and also encourage each other. So can I encourage you now to turn around, greet each other. Before the children leave for church, for their kids' church, please sit down and I'll pray for them. Loving Father, we thank you and praise you that you value children highly. And we pray, Lord, that your word would continue to be faithfully taught and that they would grow in their love and knowledge of Jesus. And pray for them, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please join with me as we remind each other from the book of Revelation. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. And by your will they were created and have their being. You are worthy, Lamb of God, for you were slain, and with your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Please join me in prayer before Janice comes up to read the Bible for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that all Scripture is God-breathed. It is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Please open our hearts to receive your word, that we may know you better and be thoroughly equipped for every good work through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Bible reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13. We'll be up on the screen, otherwise 1149 in the Bibles.
Corinthians 10, 1 to 13. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, please keep your Bibles open there to 1 Corinthians 10. We'll be alluding to that, particularly to the last little verse, verse 13, that's on that screen, that on there. Good morning. Welcome to church, everyone. It's good to see you. The Lord be with you. It's great to see you. We're continuing our Bible teaching through the Lord's Prayer, and today we're thinking about the words, "Lead us not into temptation." A driver tucked this note under the windscreen wipers of his vehicle. "I've circled the block for 20 minutes. I'm late for an appointment. And if I don't park here, I'll lose my job. Forgive us our sins." When he came back, he found a parking ticket and this note. "I've circled the block for 20 years. And if I don't give you a ticket, I'll lose my job. Lead us not into temptation." So what are we praying when we say, "Lead us not into temptation"? Let me pray. Indeed, Heavenly Father, as Fiona has prayed, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for all Scripture. For all Scripture is breathed out by you and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Grant me the grace to teach it correctly this morning. Open our hearts to receive your word, that we may indeed know you better and be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Look there at the verse 13 in 1 Corinthians 10, verse there, 13. Let me read it out to you as you look at it there. "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." Rosemary has just recently taken up teaching our nephew to drive. In fact, Rosemary has been the chief driving instructor in our family. If you're curious as to why, just ask our children. She is the more patient one of all of us. Those of us who drive may remember the time we learned to drive. Well, I hope so. All right. My driving instructor was a man by the name of Peter Banks. He was a tall, calm, matter-of-fact man, and I felt safe in his presence and with his instructing. He taught me to drive in a Morris Mini Minor, all right? Not like that, all right? Not like that at all. But it was pretty scary at times learning to drive in such a small car. And he was such a tall man, and it was a manual. It wasn't easy, especially when the trucks and bigger cars overtook you, all right, and came beside you and overtook you, and sometimes actually cut in on you and came in front of you. But he taught me very well that still today, when I get into my car, I can remember the things he taught me. You know, things are it's ingrained in me to teach. And I can say, in my 40 years of driving, I've only had one accident. 37 years ago, when Rosemary and I were dating, I asked Rosemary her favourite colour, and she said green. And I said, "Green, that's mine too, my favourite colour." And with that, bumped into the back of the car in front of us. Being taught well by our driving instructors and remembering what we've learnt not only helps us face the time we're tested by the inspector, but chiefly keeps us safe and others safe. That when times come, when our driving is being tested and we're tempted to disregard what we've been taught, we draw on the memory of what our driving instructor has taught us. In a way, we call on him or her to be with us in a way, in the car, right? To lead us and to guide us, especially in those times of testing and tempting. Verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. I chose this passage to be read this morning, and thanks, Janice, for reading it to us this morning, because the Apostle Paul is writing to Christians, writing to the church, not to the world, but to the church, to Christians, to people like you and me who profess faith in Christ, saved, right with God, in relationship with him, and who live life according to God's word, the Bible, though 20 centuries apart. Like them, we are people who live in the world, but we are not of the world. We enjoy life in all its fullness, as Christ promised and instructed, with meaning and purpose, with all the struggles and frustrations of living in a world that chooses not to. I chose this passage because the Apostle Paul reminds us that though, yes, we are in the world, we are not of the world, we are still, like all of the world, people of the flesh. There is no temptation, no trial, no testing, no obstacle in life that comes into our way that has overtaken us, that is not common to mankind. What they face, we face. And like God's people in the past, as we heard read, though being God's people, with all the blessings that come with being his people, they were still prone to failure, and we too are prone to failure. To disregard our instructor's instructions and to give in to temptation. What has God provided? What is the way out that when we are in temptation, he provides that we can endure it? This sermon's not going to encounter all the various ways in which we can actually draw on the provision of God to help us in temptation, but to specifically lead us into thinking about the Lord's Prayer and what we're praying when we say, Lord, lead us not into temptation. What does the Lord provide? What does he provide to help us to endure? He provides prayer. And that prayer is, Lord, lead us not into temptation. What are we praying? What are we saying to God when we pray, lead us not into temptation? What are we actually asking? And what are we actually saying? We're asking one thing, saying one thing, and not saying another. I'll say that again. We're asking one thing, we're saying another, and we're not saying, we're saying one thing, we're asking one thing, but we're not saying another. Firstly, what are we not saying? We're not saying that God don't lead us, cause us to be tempted, as if God is the one who is tempting us. We're not saying that.
God's word is clear on that. God does not do that. James 1 verses 13 to 15. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. We're not saying God is the cause of temptation. What then are we saying? Well, we're saying God, don't cease to be our leader. Don't cease to be our guide, our help, before, in, and through temptation. In the same way we would be thinking when we say the words of Psalm 23. Remember those words? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What's the next bit? I will not fear, I will no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It's a prayer there in the psalm where we're praying and saying and asking and saying, God, don't take me out of the situation, but see me through the situation. Why? For you are with me. You're teaching me, you're instructing me, you're disciplining me, you're encouraging me while I'm in the situation of facing the valley of death. And I think that's exactly what we're praying here. We're saying, God, don't cease to be our leader. Don't cease to be our guide. Don't abandon us. Don't leave us alone to face this. Don't cease to be our help before, in, and through temptation. Lord, lead us into temptation. Do not lead us into temptation. It's a funny way of putting it. It's kind of similar to when, you know, the way the old verse of the Psalm 23, verse 1 began. Remember? Even though the Lord is my shepherd, what's the old version? I shall not want. Right? I used to be, I don't know if you thought this, but when I was younger, when I first read that, I used to think, but I want the Lord as my shepherd, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it's the way in which the wording is. It means, so I shall not be in a state of being in want. Well, why didn't you say that? Well, fortunately, you know, now that the modern translations have brought that around, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall have everything that I need, all right? Because he is my shepherd. And so lead us not is sort of like saying, don't be our leader, all right? But it's around the other way that's there. Lead us not. Don't abandon us as we go into temptation. The Greek word for temptation here, peisuresmon, means also trials and tribulations of various kinds that we face in life. When our faith in God is being tested, being proved to be seen to be worthwhile, being useful to live by, of help and wisdom. It's the same word there that's used in all of that. So it's not just for temptation, as in, ooh, should I do that or shouldn't I do that? It's saying, talking about trials and tribulations that test our faith in God as well. That word there in the Greek. And the Greek words for lead us not into temptation, me eisegenikes hamas. The way they have been translated into English is a little bit confusing as well, but they've been translated that way because they're actually deep and with meaning in them. And for that reason, they've stayed that way for a long time until just recently. They've been translated into more modern versions, save us from the time of trial. And the little bit that comes after this, we're going to look at next week in the Lord's Prayer, and deliver us from evil. But deliver us from evil is the balance to the first bit of this prayer. So when we pray, lead us not into temptation, we're actually asking God, we're saying of God, as our leader, our guide, our Lord, when temptation testing, trials of various kinds overtake us, and we find ourselves either in a position to avoid, or it's unavoidable and we're surrounded with no perceived way of escape. We're praying, Lord, go before us. Prevent us. Wonderful word there. Deep in meaning. Pre-the-event us. All right? Don't leave us. Don't abandon us. Don't cease to be our leader and cease to lead us into temptation. Hear that? Like when the time comes and our driving is being tested and we're tempted to disregard what we were taught by our driving instructors, we remember what they taught us. In fact, it becomes second nature to us. It should. Like now, when we are tempted and our faith in God is tested, we draw on the memory of what God has taught us in His Word. We stick to the Word of God and we live by it. We call on Him to be with us in the driving seat or in the passenger seat of our lives as we drive ahead in the situation that we're about to go into or face or find ourselves in. To lead us and to guide us, to not abandon us. What we're praying when we say, God, lead us not in temptation, we're not saying, God, you're tempting us. We're not saying that at all. We're asking of God in the present as we go into and face a temptation to be our leader, to be our guide, in it and through it and out it. And we're saying of God, when we are not facing a temptation, but we know very well that there'll be temptations and trials and testing of our faith into the future, we're saying of God, God, when we face them and those situations come, God, then also be our leader and our guide in and through them. Tell us how we ought to live and grant us the courage to actually put it into practice. Lord, go before us, we're praying. Prevent us. Pre-event us. Don't leave us. Don't abandon us. Don't cease to be our leader and cease to lead us in temptation and deliver us from evil. Remember also as we pray this, and I've emphasized this in the previous bits of the Lord's Prayer, it's not, Lord, lead me not into temptation. What is it? Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so God in His graciousness is getting us to think beyond ourselves to our brothers and sisters as well. For they too face that as trials and testing as well. And we're being reminded not just to focus on little us, little me, but on all of us. So when you're praying that prayer, you're praying for me. And when I'm praying that prayer, I'm praying for you. All right? So when we pray it in the service today, we're praying it for us. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Provide the way of escape. Be our guide. Be our leader in, through, and out it. Amen. I'm going to conclude with a prayer written by Bishop Brooke Foss Westcott. He was the English bishop of late 19th century. He's a biblical scholar and a theologian, and he was the Bishop of Durham from 1890 until his death in 1901. Let me pray. Blessed Lord, who was tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin, have mercy upon our frailty. Out of weakness, give us strength. Grant us thy fear, that we may fear thee only. Support us in time of temptation. Embolden us in time of danger. Help us to do thy will and work with good courage, and to continue thy faithful soldiers and servants until our life's end. Amen. Fiona's now going to lead us in a little psalm to say together. Thanks, Fiona.
Please join with me as we say together. My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of your the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory cover all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. Please stand and let us sing again.
I'm going to sing a new one. It's called He Will Hold Me Fast. It's a beautiful song, and Young Land and I are going to sing the first verse and the chorus for you, and then we're going to go back to the beginning and you guys can join in. Got that, Young Land? He's got the flicky thing. So just listen and just join in as you feel confident.
Will hold me fast when the tempter would prevail. He will.
is that? It's up to God, not us. Please join as we say together what we believe. We believe in one God who made us and we believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived and died and rose again and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please either sit or kneel for prayer. Like all of us, David also was one who sinned greatly, and he knew the blessing of being forgiven. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Although we are the people of God, Scripture reminds us that we still sin. We need to confess our failures, knowing that the Lord Jesus died for us and intercedes for us to the Father. Let us draw near to God, who freely forgives through his infinite goodness and mercy, and pray to him with sincerity and confidence. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sin and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and turn to his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom there is no condemnation.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray for the strength to do God's will. Almighty and ever-living God, strengthen our faith, hope, and love. May we do with loving hearts what you ask of us and enter more fully the life you promise. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Loving Father, we thank you that you have given us your word so that we can truly know you. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth to save us. And thank you for your Holy Spirit, which you have graciously given to lead and guide us in our time on this earth. We thank you for the promises you have given of a place with you in heaven at the end of the age to all who believe in you. We bring our prayers to you for those places in the world where there is conflict, natural disasters, and other difficulties. We ask that we'll bring your peace, comfort, and hope into these people's lives and see them restored. We think today of Morocco following the earthquake that has killed over 1,000 people, with many others injured. The civil war in Sudan, floods in Hong Kong, and the man who needs to be rescued from a cave in Turkey because he is unwell. We pray for all of these situations and ask that your love will be displayed by those who are involved in rescues, assistance, and support for the afflicted. Amen. God, our Father, you judge your people with wisdom and rule us with love. Give it a spirit of understanding to the Synod of the Sydney Diocese meeting over the next couple of weeks, that it may make wise decisions that will give glory to you and be a blessing to your people. Uphold those attending and sustain them through all their discussions. We ask, loving Father, that as debates and discussions continue in the lead up to the referendum, that people are open to giving prayerful and considerate thought to the issues. We pray for the missionary work of Interserve, who works alongside the people of Asia, using skills to serve and train others in existing businesses, community organisations, or social enterprises. They prioritise locally led projects, meeting needs and building capacity among the most marginalised people. They believe that local Christians who put their faith into action can make the greatest change in their communities. They partner with them to tackle the challenges they face, regardless of race, gender, and faith. We are thinking especially for Jessica and Shine Thomas and their sons Oswin and Tamim, who minister through them. We also offer our prayers for those who work in Anglicare Police Chaplaincy and our local government, including the City of Canada Bay Council, Mayor Angelo Sirikas, and Deputy Mayor Stephanie DePasca. We ask, Lord, for your comfort to those who are unwell. When our human resources fail, you alone remain our sure hope and defence. Grant healing, strength, and courage. We place ourselves in your hands, confident that nothing can separate us from you. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Bit of family business now before we have our last song and come to the end of the service.
Ladies, again, high tea. I was very encouraged to Cole and who else was it? Kay, that's right, Kay. Came up to me beforehand and said, oh, we're so excited. We've got 10 people from our knitting group coming along. So that is awesome. So, yeah, keep asking those friends. Pray about who you might ask to come along. It's very exciting. Names can go up on the back there. That's great. Naomi is actually travelling quite a distance to come and speak to us that day. She's coming down from Oberon. And so we're actually going to be asking $10 per person for the morning, so that we had a meeting last week about what's happening on the day as well. So make sure you just let people know that, because it's not written down on your invitation. So $10 per person for the day, that would be great. And yeah, keep asking those friends. Very excited about the day.
As I mentioned last week, I am involved in Kairos, which is a ministry to people in prison. And there are some ways that, if you would like, you can also be involved without actually going to prison. There's three options. One is choosing to pray at a specific time when the program is happening. There's praying, There's baking, if you like baking. Being able to take homemade cooking for the participants is great. And the third one is writing letters. So if any of those interest you, please talk to me afterwards. I'd like to give thanks to God for all that he has given us and the small bit we give back to him. Loving God, you are so generous. We thank you for life and health and safety, for another day, for your presence, your blessing. Everything we have is a gift from you. And the small bit we give back, we pray that that would be used for having more people hear about Jesus and growing your kingdom. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. After the service, if you would like individual prayer, Barbara and Brian will be down the front here and they would love to pray for you. Please keep being COVID safe over morning tea. That would be very thoughtful. And please stand as we sing Amazing Grace. Thank you. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those who you love may be delivered. Together, may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks, everyone. Have a lovely day.